Okay, well, for those of you, this is your very first time watching on the web as well as listening to a live international conference call. We have people on the line from all over the world right now, which really totally blows my mind that anyone would be on the phone or watching on the web live from all over the place. But my name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who had literally no business experience. I had no college degree. I was not good in high school. I was not somebody that was, like, most likely to succeed. I definitely wasn't somebody that was going to make it off, you know, someday successful. I definitely wasn't one of those people that people thought, oh, you know, that girl, she's definitely going to do really great things someday in her life. I was not one of those people. But I definitely was somebody that wanted to do something different than my family. My parents were drug addicts. My father was violently abusive. I was verbally abused, emotionally abused, physically abused. I was abused in every possible way you could ever imagine. And so I wasn't somebody who had confidence that said, oh, someday, you know, I'm going to go do this, and someday I'm going to do that. I want to travel the world, and I want to go out, and I want to go and do some exciting things, and I want to help people. I was not that person, not at all anywhere near that person. But I got introduced to an industry that made a huge difference for a lot of people. And I got started in business for myself at the age of 19. After 6 months of failure, I encountered somebody that also had been involved in business for 6 months, but he was having huge amounts of success. And so when I was looking at this, like, okay, same amount of period of time, he was licensing and marketing the same exact product, and so there was really no reason why he was succeeding and I wasn't, because it wasn't a product issue, it wasn't a compensation issue, it wasn't a company issue. We had been licensing the same exact opportunity. But the truth was, I was failing, he was doing great. I asked him, please teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. He gave me a few little guidelines, but one of the main things is he sent me to a training workshop that I could not afford, that was not convenient. I had plans. In fact, the guy I was engaged to, it was his birthday that weekend. I didn't have the money. I'd spent 6 months in business for myself, totally failing, not making a dime. So there was really no way that I could afford to invest more money into something that was failing. So long story short, I did. I went to this event, came out, and in 2 short days, I came out following the next 8 days, made $4,000. Now you have to ask yourself, what in the world could change in 2 days? What could possibly happen to an individual that takes them from failure to $4,000 in just 8 days? What in the world could possibly do such a thing as that? Well, you might have to come and check out a couple of days to see what could possibly change for you, as it has for many others. But here we go. I came out of that next month over $11,000, then the next month over $15,000, then up to $21,000. The truth is I learned a couple simple little techniques, and the real thing was, is I started to believe. I was with a community of other people that were moving towards the same goal. It is amazing what happens when a community of people can get together chasing after something that's common. It's almost like a crash. It was like a common thing of our beliefs colliding with each other in a good way, not in a bad way. So shortly after that, I ran off. I got married to a guy that I knew for a very short period of time. And everything turned upside down and inside out. In fact, he drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with $35,000 debt and $2.03 to my name. Completely homeless, the month of December, 3,000 miles away from anything that was familiar, 3,000 miles away from friends, family, anything that was comfortable. We had moved on a whim out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and here I am, homeless, looking for a job. Found one as a cocktail waitress. After about a month of being homeless and a month about being a cocktail waitress, I knew that this was not going to work for anything long-term, nor was being a cocktail waitress going to help me pay off my $35,000 worth of debt. So started again, bootstrapped it from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, still homeless, now working as a cocktail waitress, found a way to get started in business again. No money, no phone, no physical address. No friends, no people around me that could help me, that could direct me, that could, you know, give referrals or anything like that. It really was starting bare bones, absolutely with nothing, and found a way to make something happen, some of which I'm going to share with you tonight. So from there, made in 4 days, 4 days. Again, you have to think about this. What could change in somebody's life so fast? There is an answer to the current crisis that you're in. There is an answer to the current business problems that you have. There is an answer to the current marriage problems that you have. There is an answer to the current teenage problems that you have. There is an answer to the current problems you have with your boss, with your spouse, with your management, with the team in which you manage, with your sales force, the organization which you are leading. There is an answer to every problem it is that you are dealing with concerning people. Well, fortunately, I figured out what some of those answers were a long time ago. And in 4 days, made $2,000 part-time, 10 hours. I was working 12-hour shifts as a cocktail waitress. The very next month, I put a total of 30 hours in and made $6,500. Then after that, over $10,000. Next check, $14,000. By my 10th month, my income was over $80,000 a month. By the time I was 23, became a millionaire. First year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, became a millionaire. Now, where else can you take an uneducated, badly abused, homeless woman who failed in business and help her to go out and create $250,000 inside of 12 months and then a million inside of that second year? There's not too many places that can happen, but I do know this. Many of us are a part of a community of business, whether it's a business that we work from home or a business that we have in a storefront, whether it is we are attorneys, doctor, whatever. We've got clients from all over the world that range from every economic background as well as every educational background. Even though I'm somebody that was homeless, we've got clients that are rocket scientists, doctors, attorneys, brain surgeons, you name it, actors, actresses, singers, songwriters, you name it. We've had every kind of people from all walks of life, ages up in the 90s all the way down to 7-year-old kids that are plugging in daily to DannyJohnson.com. So if this is your first time, please go register at DannyJohnson.com. Become a member. It's totally free. There's a subscription there. Fill out the simple form. It'll take you to a vault, an archive of conference calls, just like the one we're doing right now, that can help you with lots of different topics. Talking to people. Getting over the fear of talking to people. Do you want to pay off debt? There's a call in there to teach you how to do that. How about managing your time? There's a call in there that, in fact, Gary went through our time management series. This man owned a construction company and obviously a crew, working 60 to 70 hours per week, a father with children at home that he never got to know. Once he learned these tips at Creating a Dynasty of Time Management, where you spend a good solid 3 hours of you actually managing your time right when you're there, he was able to cut his hours back down to 40 hours a week. Now he is the father of his children. Now he gets to spend time with the family, and his income increased. You could get introduced to some of those ideas free, free, on the web via a conference call to at least get you started in the direction where you need to go. Or is your problem right now not being able to talk to people, not feeling like you're getting ahead with them? Maybe your closing ratios totally suck. If you're in some kind of sales or you're promoting a product, a service, yourself, or ideas, on that website, free information that could totally help you with all that kind of stuff. So let's get started with some killer, I mean, amazing content that for some of you is going to go, whoo, right over your heads, just as it did me the first time I saw this. However, I was coming to the end of a failing month, and in that end of that failing month, guess what? I had to get over myself, and I had to get over the fact that that thing went over my head, and the truth was I needed to apply what it was that I learned. The rubber was about to meet the road, and the month was about to end with a big, fat goose egg again, and I was tired of goose eggs. So in those 15 minutes that I saw this 2 weeks before, all I did was go, well, let me give it my best shot as though I know what I'm doing. Now, let me give you the premise and the basis for what this is. 100% of what it is that we teach that has helped people from all walks of life to succeed, whether it is a musician like Issa, world-renowned, incredible artist, 4 CDs now. Well, here this young lady's paid off $84,000 worth of debt inside of 2 years. Or as Jen, inside of 2 years, $34,000 worth of debt. Or people like Renee out of Michigan, who is also, not Michigan, Minnesota, who's paid off over $130,000 worth of debt, learning some very simple techniques that they've applied to their life. Now, tonight's going to come and go. Tonight is going to share some things with you that are going to help you right now if you implement right now. Kind of like Melissa out of Michigan, the average price of a home, $55,000 a year, and she is a real estate agent. But she took this technique that I actually use in a completely different field. In fact, many of the different businesses that we've been a part of, whether it is running corporations or building a business from home, we've done a number of different things. The truth is this technique has been used for numerous different industries, like finding a contractor that is not going to screw you over or actually is going to show up, getting a contractor to give you the best giving the best bid on a job and finding the best possible person to get the job done. I've used this technique with real estate agents, getting real estate agents basically to compete one with another to whether it is engaging a long-term business relationship with, to where they are doing everything they can to try to impress you, to impress you to get that contract versus them just coming across just trying to sell you how great they are. You want to see the facts. You want to see the numbers. And the bottom line is results. And so this technique has helped me find real estate agents, contractors, attorneys, doctors. This technique has been used by many different, in fact, seismologists have used this, rocket scientists have used this, real estate agents have used this, and I got the idea out of a home-based business of all places. So no matter what your profession is, and again, it could be that you run a voluntary organization. It could be that you manage a sales force of some sort. It could be that you have a home-based business. It could be that you have a long list of clients that are using your product. And basically, this is something that I did with my clients in the very beginning, from being homeless to then building this enormous clientele in a very short period of time using the same exact technique. So you better pay attention because this is really powerful. It's really good. And like I said, many of you are going to go, oh, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. Or you will say to yourself, that doesn't apply to me. That doesn't work for my business model, or that doesn't work for my compensation structure, or that doesn't work for my industry, or really that's not me. Can I tell you something? Some of the greatest and the biggest, and write this down, this is very important, some of the biggest breakthroughs in innovation have often come from an industry completely unrelated. Now, look, FedEx is a prime example. A courier service, okay, you're looking at a courier service matched up with transportation. Courier services prior to Federal Express were what? A guy on a bicycle delivering some legal forms, okay? Or it was some guy in a car delivering blood from a doctor's office to a hospital or to a lab. These were what courier services were all about. Somebody that got on a bike in a city to deliver documents from one attorney over to another attorney, or like a blood bank delivering blood or whatever to a hospital or whatever. So that then the man that started Federal Express, again, innovation, some of the biggest breakthroughs in innovation come from unrelated industries. He was either dumb enough or smart enough, and I don't know if you know the story of FedEx, but you need to know it. College dropout kid, okay, in his business class writes a paper for FedEx, okay, writes a paper. He comes up with the idea, hey, let's take these two industries and combine them together. So courier service with transportation, courier service with airplanes, courier service with bus lines, courier service with vans, whatever. Lots and lots of packages being delivered to all these different places all at once, 24/7, okay? This is his business plan. Do you know what his professor gave him on the paper? An F. He said it would never work. He said it would never work. Duh. I'm sure the guy's not alive today. Either that or he shouldn't be, because he gave a multi-billion dollar industry a big fat F. So, innovation, some of the greatest breakthroughs in innovation come from unrelated industries. So keep an open mind tonight, because you're going to see an industry that used something very powerful that now I've had other clients take it and use it in everyday life, whether it's mothers with their teachers, you know, teachers of their kids. You can use it there. You can use it with your kids. You can use it with hiring people. Oh, and it's so beautiful with that. You can use it if you manage people. If you manage a staff, a large or a small staff, you can use what I'm about to show you to motivate the sales or to motivate somebody to rise to the top, because you're always looking to work with the cream off the top, never the whiners at the bottom. So let's talk about this. What I have with me in my office is a piece of oak. This actually came out of my yard originally, a tree that fell that we cut down and we decided to use for firewood. Danny, why do you have a piece of oak? Yes, it's a little limb off of a tree, and it's a piece of oak, okay? Also, what I have is a lighter. Yes, we're going to talk about building the fire. I call it leveraging techniques. So if I have a log, you know, or two, if I have a log and I want to light this log, in fact, have you ever built a fire? I'm sure you have. I know how to build my own fires, too. We live in the snow, and if the house is cold, I can light my own fire. And I learned how, by the way, first in business, teaching it, doing it, getting results from it. This is how it works. Are you ready? Okay, as you can tell, I have something in my mouth, and it's tickling my teeth up top. Okay, if we wanted to light this log, what must we do? Okay, now maybe for some of us that are ignorant, we will grab the handy-dandy lighter. Don't you love these lighters? They're so good. You don't burn your fingers. And if you were to take it and try to hold it up against, don't try to do this at home. You might get yourself in trouble. But if you were to sit here and try to take this flame, oops, that just blew out, take this flame and put it underneath this piece of wood, would it light? No, I could stay here for quite a long time, and it's not going to light. Now, I know right now you're thinking, Danny, now that is stupid. Everybody knows that you cannot light a log just with a match. You can't light a log just with, you know, a little propane lighter. It's, you know, it's going to take forever, or it may not happen at all. And again, this is a tiny little limb. This isn't even a big old log. But if I sit here for the next 5 minutes, you think it's going to light? Chances are it's not. chances are it's not. I might be getting to smoking. I might be able to smell some, you know, petrified driftwood smell eventually. But the truth is that you're not going to light a log with a match. It's not going to happen. Now, you, to me, right now, are thinking, now, Danny, that is stupid. Everyone knows how to light a log. Okay, well, you tell me. How do you light a log? I know what your answer is. It is that you need some kindling. Now, I don't have a whole bunch of kindling here with me right now, but I'll tell you what I use at my house. Come end of summertime, I get from the grocery store, when I go to the grocery store, I get paper bags. Yes, because I use them for firewood, and I know I'm probably going to get a bunch of my friends out there that, you know, want to save the environment telling me, Danny, don't burn paper bags. Well, better than plastic going to waste, but anyway, please don't send me all your information on that. I understand that. It's not my profession. This is. But if I take, it's okay, Jordan, I'm not going to set the office on fire. But we're going to take this paper bag, okay, and this is what I do. I will set up a couple logs, and I will put things that are smaller underneath, and I will take things that are going to help to light this log on fire. You need smaller pieces of paper to light the log. You need smaller pieces of wood to light the log. We even use pine needles. We get tons of pine needles where we live. The kids collect bagfuls of them, throw them in the fireplace, stack some wood that are smaller pieces, and then the larger one then goes on top. This is how we light a fire. Now, you're like, Danny, why are you talking about lighting a stupid fire? This doesn't make any sense. What does this have to do with business? What does it have to do with my kids? What does this have to do with working with my husband? What does it have to do with real estate? What does this have to do with rocket science? Danny, what does this have to do with anything? I'm going to tell you, it has everything to do with everything. You think I'm stupid for doing this. And guess what? I'm sorry to tell you. I think you're stupid for doing this, too. But here's the truth. You're doing it every day. Every day you're on the phone, reading a script, taking someone to a presentation, and trying to light that log on fire. And it usually looks and sounds something like this. Do you want to do it? Are you excited? In fact, we just had a story come in just today at dinner that was absolutely and completely amazing. Here's the story. The story is that I had a girlfriend of mine that happened to be at a social event this past weekend. And in that social event, guess what we found out? Yeah, there's a guy sitting there, and he's talking to her and basically comes right out and wants to recruit her into some business. Wow. Do you know what that is? So the only reason why he's talking to this young lady is because he wants to light a fire under her butt to get her to say, yes, I'll join, and I'll join now. Yes, how much does it cost to get started? Yes, here's my credit card for the top package. Yes, I would love to be in your organization. Sorry, the term he used. Don't you want to be under so-and-so? No. No one wants to be under anybody. If you are in a home-based business and you're using terminology like, do you want to sign up in my downline? Would you like to get started in network marketing? I'm a network marketer, or I'm a multi-level marketer. Please do not use that kind of terminology. No one wants to do any of that kind of nonsense. The truth is, we're business owners. Add prestige to what you do. Quit trying to sell and trying to light a log with a simple match. You've got to build a fire. Hear it. Build a fire, not light a log with a match. See, look at this. How many times have I brought this thing over here? It is not going to light. It's that right now, barely smoking. Why? I'm letting some heat get to that. But the truth is, many of us, we grab a log. The log represents a person. Represents a person. We try to put fire. We try to get them excited. Aren't you excited? Don't you want to do this? Isn't this exciting? Hey, and then you can start at the top, and then you can sign some people up, and then those people can sign some people up, and it's going to be really awesome. No, it's not. This is trying to build a fire from the top, the log, down. That's not how we do it. Let me show you a couple things. I'm probably going to get lower as I go over here. In fact, I'm just going to move it closer to me. Does that still work? You see everything fine? Okay. Again, it's an experiment. If we can actually do this, I'll be really stoked. So, if here is a log, okay, I'm not an artist. Thank God I'm not an artist. Probably should, it's glued to the table. This is a log, okay? With a log, it takes kindling, okay? I can look at the picture right there. It takes kindling to take this match to light right here at the bottom. Smaller pieces, insignificant pieces, even trash in some cases. We will use things that seem like it didn't work or it doesn't have any value, okay? Things that might, where there's just maybe a little tiny value. This is how you light a fire. This is how you light the log. It's the smaller little pieces of stuff that isn't happening, putting it all together, lighting a match from the bottom up, and let the sucker torch the big giant log. Okay? Here's what's important. Most of us, again, we're looking for the right person to bring in. We're looking for the best person to bring in. We're looking to set, you know, we're looking for the guy that's just going to come in and go crazy at whatever it is that you're trying to sell. This is not how we do it. We start with little bits of excitement. We start with little bits of interest. We start with little pieces of people saying, well, maybe, or I'll think it over, or I need to talk to my spouse, or I can't afford it right now. Call me back in 2 weeks. I know you can get people to say that to you. And if you can get people to say that to you, then guess what? You can do what I'm about to show you. Now, please do not sit there through this next example. Do not, whatever you do, sit there and say or think. Huh?
We can hear you when you look away.
Cool. Thank you. Like I said, it's an experiment. They're talking to me, telling me if they can hear me or not. Okay, so I'm going to do this right. So here's the deal. The deal is, I know that you probably have a long list of people who've taken a look at whatever it is that you're marketing. Okay? Now, if you've been to First Step Success back in Detroit, for example, I showed this in Detroit. Okay? There's already people who've already done this. Had a gal come out and get 12 people started in her business on Monday alone. Hello? All I know is the technique works, and if you want it to work for you, you have to be willing to do number one. Write this down. Really important. You have to be willing to fail.
Yep.
You have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to screw up. You have to be willing to make a mess. Are you qualified? Or is your ego so big that you will not allow yourself to look stupid? Is your ego so big that you will not allow yourself to test something out? Is your ego so big and your arrogance so huge and your haughtiness so enormous that you're not willing to give something a shot and take a risk at the chance of failure? Get your ego out of the way. Do not say to yourself, I need more information about how that works. No, do not say that. Give it your best shot. We're showing you this via live streaming on the web. Everything I'm about to show you, I did as a young 20-year-old, 21, did not know what I was doing, was willing to fail, was willing to give it my best shot, knowing I didn't know what I was doing. So again, I want you to, number one, be willing to fail and give it a shot. Number two, pretend like you know what you're doing. Will you do this wrong the first time? Great chance you will. Good chance you will. Did I do it wrong the first time? I don't know. All I know is the results that I got proved that I had done something right. The other thing I'm going to tell you is that I trained my whole organization to do this, and it isn't because I said, let me show you how to do this. No, it's because it was how they were brought in. And through what we call the three-meeting plan, oh, guys, I've got some plan for you coming up real soon that is going to freak you out. Oh, yes, it's going to freak you out. But listen to me. This is so good. If you are understanding this correctly, one, you have to be willing to fail. Two, you have to be willing to pretend like you know what you're doing. Do you know how to do that? I know the answer to that. Yes, we all know how to pretend like we know what we're doing. So this is what I want you to do. Pretend like you know what you're doing. So three, you don't need all the information. Just bam, go for it. Be willing to screw it up. Be willing to act like you know what you're doing. You're going to get some kind of results. And how do you know if it works? The results. The results always tell you something. Now watch me and listen to me carefully. But Danny, if my results are, watch, what's the result? The result is calling people. That's the result for some of you who are terrified to pick up the phone. So actually calling somebody is, wow, I picked up the phone, I called people. That's the result. Two, could be that you're going to close more business than what you normally do. This is, again, a result. Or you might be ready for the top of the result line. The top of the result line is what? You're going to produce some volume, and you're going to produce it fast, and you're going to produce it now, as many of my clients have. Come on, I just finished. I was just starting to tell you, Melissa, real estate agent, took this. Okay? I taught this at Creating a Dynasty. We're giving you a little tidbit of what the kind of things that we teach there. So here, she goes through Dynasty. She learns the technique and does $1.7 million worth of home sales, $1.7 million, okay? Next year, just at $3 million, okay? Listen. This is crazy. Rookie, never sold a house in her life. Never had sold a house. Took the technique as a nobody, as a rookie, newly divorced, totally broke, hello, severely in debt. She just said, all right, I'm going to pretend like I know what I'm doing, and I'm going to go make a mess. Learned it from a different industry, a different unrelated industry. Could have sat there with her big ego saying, well, this doesn't apply to me. I'm a real estate agent. Well, this doesn't apply to me because, you know, my compensation plan is totally different. Okay, well, it doesn't apply to me because, you know, my situation's different. It doesn't work for our comp plan, or it doesn't work for our product, or it doesn't work for our company. all of that is going to keep you stuck. It's going to keep you right where you're at, because there's been hundreds and thousands who have seen this, who have applied it. People like Dave, who grew one side of his business that was doing great, the other side that determined how much he got paid, he grew that 52% in 30 days. Hello. He spent 25 years in his industry and never knew anything like this till it came to creating a dynasty. I'm giving it to you right now. You ready? I hope you're paying attention. I have to deal with all your stuff for Kinley. Okay, little pieces of paper, smaller pieces. You tell me, which one of these is going to light faster? Is this paper going to light faster, or is the log going to light faster? Tell me, this or this? You know which one it is. The paper is going to light. The log isn't. So let's get busy on it. I'm sure you've got a list of people that maybe you have shown, presented an opportunity to, okay? A product, a service, an idea, whatever it is that you have, okay? Now, what you do with those, okay, or let's just say that you manage a team of people. If you manage people, you are a manager of an IT department, manager of whatever, you know, a marketing department, whatever it is, or a manager of a sales department. Let's say that you have some people in your office. You're going to sit down, each one, one-to-one. You're going to say something very simple. Say, listen, you may not know this, but you are the first person I'm going to talk to. And again, you tell the first person that they are the first one that you're going to call, that you are letting know about the opportunity that you are offering them. The truth is that coming here in the future, we are looking to groom somebody up into a very high level and high productive department. We're looking for, in fact, sky's the limit with the company as where we're at right now. Anyone could pretty much pick where they want to be inside of this division. And so what we're looking for is we're looking to see who's going to work, who's going to be teachable, who is going to be diligent, who's going to show up with excellence and leading with a great attitude, okay? I've had this conversation many times, and I've watched people rise up. Why? We're selling them a promise to a better future. We're showing them that there is an opportunity that is on the horizon, that if they are willing to step up and move forward, they will eventually get to that place. But if they decide to stay right where they're at, if they decide to not move forward, if they decide to have the same current work ethic, they decide to have the same level of production, they have the same level of attitude and all of that kind of stuff, well, guess what? They're going to wind up with the same old position that they're in right now. And so the premise, again, is from building a fire. It's looking for that Kinley, that stuff down below, that future possible potential. It's looking for that hungry person, looking for somebody with desire. But you don't know who has it until you present the opportunity for them to show it, okay? Because a lot of people, and I'm going to tell you this up front, a lot of people, and again, this is from running companies or from building organizations in home-based businesses, a lot of people are of that mindset of what 88% of the population dies with, and that's dying broke or dependent on their family, friends, and federal government for the main source of income. Why do they die with this mentality? It's the mentality they live their whole life with. That mentality is this. Where's the guarantees? Show me the security. I'm not going to work overtime because there's nothing in it for me because I'm a salaried employee. Hello? This kind of attitude causes someone to stay stuck. That's not an entrepreneurial mindset. The entrepreneurial mindset says, okay, I'm gonna work with excellence. I'm going to work with diligence. I'm going to give it my best foot forward. I'm going to move myself and advance myself regardless if there's a door open for me to walk through. I'm going to go as though it will be there. That is what causes people to succeed in life. That's what causes us to stand out way different than the crowd. But you don't know who those people are until you give them the opportunity by building a fire. Like I said with our own employees, I've said the same exact thing. Listen, you can write your own ticket here. It's totally up to you. What you want to learn will determine where you go inside of the company. What you decide to be diligent at decides what you're in control here. You create your own cap on your own income. And I'm telling you that as an entrepreneur. I'm telling you that as a home-based business owner. I'm telling you that if you're a corporate owner. I'm telling you that as a mother. We create our own cap on our own income. We create our own ceiling on our own reality of happiness, love, joy, peace. We create our own cap on how fast we go places, or if we never go anywhere and never accomplish anything and never do anything and never become somebody to somebody else's life. So what is this about? It's about prospering where we're planted and looking to see where's the spark in the organization. Where's the spark in our personal customer base, the clients that we already have using our product? Where's the spark in the existing applications, let's say, that we've collected but we've not collected money with? Where's the spark in the individuals that we have presented an opportunity to, whether it be product or service or idea, or maybe you presented a business opportunity to somebody. If you've done these things, you have a list of people that you've shown your product, service, or opportunity to. So if you have that list, I promise you there's a spark somewhere in that list, and you got to find, investigate, really like an inspector, to see who's in, who's out. But you have to give them a compelling offer in order for it to work. You have to be willing to offer them something that benefits them. And why? Write this down. This is, I would say this is number four. And this is huge. This is so huge, I could talk for days on this. This is something that compels me more than anything else in my business life, and it is this. How many stories, listen to me carefully, how many stories do you have in your personal business? Please write down the number. How many stories do you have in your client base? Is it one? Is it two? Is it five? Is it 10? Is it 100? Is it 1,000? How many stories do you have, especially if you're in a home-based business, or if you're in an opportunity where you manage other individuals and you are paid based on the success rate of those individuals, or you are paid or you are bonus or you are benefited by climbing some kind of a corporate structure, if you somehow are rewarded by creating success in other individuals or in the public, for example, if you're a branch manager, okay, you are rewarded by A, saving the bank money, and B, growing the sales of the bank. If you're in a home-based business, it's very similar. You earn money based on the people that you have working inside of that organization that directly, your income is directly related to. Their success builds your success. Most organizations are set up that way, that all of us succeed by creating success for other individuals. Now, here's what is a sad thing. Leadership development is something that we talk about at First Steps to Success. I'm going to touch here for 1 second because it has everything to do with what I'm about to show you. What I'm about to show you only takes a couple minutes in case you haven't figured that out yet. The truth is that your success, and you've heard this before, but the truth is you don't know how to do it. Most people don't know how to do it because if they did, there'd be a whole lot more successful people out there. So a lot of people care more about their own personal success than they do about anybody else's success. We see this in marriages. We see this in parenting. The parents care more about their success than they do about their children's success. We see it in home-based businesses. People are out there trying to grab those bonuses for themselves, trying to step on these logs, trying to get the log to light and give me your credit card number now for this $11,000 package, or give me your credit card number now for this $4,000 package, or give me this credit card now for this $400 package or this $200 package, trying to light the log this way versus creating success for other people. People ask all the time, Danny, how did you go from homeless to making that first $2,000? It was real simple. My whole focus was looking to create success stories. That was my entire focus, was who could I help succeed with my product line? Because the business that I had set out to do was straight retail driven. And why? I wanted nothing to do with building and managing and maintaining a sales organization. I didn't want to bring anybody in to my organization. All I wanted to do was build weight loss centers because that was the industry that I got started in. And I was overweight, and I wasn't losing weight on the product that we were selling. But Danny, what if the product doesn't work for me? You're not the issue currently. The issue is the person who wants to buy it. Yep, that's it. So anyway, if you're trying to just sell your package and that's your main thing, well, you're having fun with a log. But the truth is my whole focus was, and still is to this day, who could I help to become a story? So I want you to write that down. Because even as I came through Detroit, I discovered something. I discovered something really powerful because I've said this a lot, but I noticed that many people don't really get it. And here's to the proof. Because most of the time, I hear people telling their own stories and not even focused on telling their people's stories. Most people care more about building their own personal success testimonial. What I'm about to show you doesn't work with that equation. What I'm about to show you only works with the equation of how do I create success for another individual, or how do I create success for many, multiple individuals. This will go right over your head and make no sense to you unless you understand the foundation that we teach with leadership development, creating a dynasty, especially that we build up your skills on how to do that, which you can't even qualify. If this is your first time listening, you can't even qualify for our Leadership Advanced Training Seminar at all. In fact, you only got one shot right now qualifying for that, and that's at First Steps in Dallas, Texas. But hear me out. if you focus on, if you get your focus off you hitting the bonus and you put the focus on how can I help other people hit a position right now, if you put the focus on how can I help somebody else make some money right now, then you'll hit the bonus naturally. But most of us have internal issues to where we are self-centered, chasing after our goal, leaving or stepping on whoever we need to step on, pushing whoever we need to push, strangling whoever we need to strangle, manipulating whoever we need to manipulate to be able to what? Hit the bonus. I want you to turn your focus to a different place. The focus needs to be, how many stories can I create? Again, it shocked me this past a week ago in Detroit because I realized when I saw this, wow, I'm hearing some of the same people tell the same stories, but they're never telling their people's stories. Why? Why don't we tell our people's stories? What do we mean by that? If I got, okay, for example, I started off this call telling my people's stories. I said, Issa, musician, paid off $84,000 worth of debt. Bam. Renee, $130,000+ worth of debt. Bam. Okay. I've told several stories here. I told Melissa's story, $1.7 million worth of debt. Why? You must be more concerned about creating success stories for other people than you are for creating them yourself. Now, if you are a manager, this would be simple for you to do. You get paid to do so. But if you put the focus on the success of the people you manage, hello, your income is going to skyrocket. If you run a bank, if you run a retail store, if you've got employees in your office or in your warehouse, your success and efficiency comes from the success and efficiency of other people. Wherever there's a breakdown, you're the cause of the breakdown. There's something they don't know nor they understand, and it's not because of what your mouth is telling them. It's because of what they're watching you do. Again, I did not teach, sit down, and go, okay, organization, this is how you do this. No, lead by example. As you do this, this is how they think and know things are supposed to be done. Instead of you stopping and becoming the talking head, instead, you lead by example by doing it with them. I've been doing it all night with you, and you haven't even realized it yet. So how many stories can you tell of your client base? How many stories do you have in your client base of people that are using your product, service, or idea? How many stories do you have of people that you lead? How many people have you helped to succeed, to get some kind of a result? How many people can you say, yes, I've got five testimonials in my home-based business, or yes, I have five testimonials of the people that I manage. Yes, I have five testimonials with the real estate office that I manage. Yes, I have. Okay, are you hearing me? The focus is create a success story for somebody else this week. I promise you that your success is going to follow that. Here's something else. Go make it, especially if you're in sales or you're in management or you're in a home-based business, real estate, insurance, whatever, anything that you do that you can control your income right now. If you are in any kind of independent marketing, whether it's internet marketing, whether it be real estate sales, cars, mortgage, insurance, legal services, medical services. Do I have to keep going? If you are a manicurist, a pedicurist, if you are a massage therapist, if you do hair, which you can tell I need some help right now, if you do hair, whatever it is that you do where you have direct access to the public and you have direct access to increasing or by your ignorance decreasing your income, okay, you could put a focus on who can I help to succeed? Who can I help to create a story with? If you do that, you're going to watch your income explode, and here's how. If you're taking a bunch of people, let's say that you have seen this month, that you presented your opportunity to, or even customers, okay? This is, by the way, how I fill an entire presentation. I took customers that I first started with, invited them all to come, and I say, hey, listen, there's a few people kind of looking at getting started with the company. The explosion here in Hawaii has been completely out of control. I'm wondering if you can help me out. If you feel in any way that I've helped you in any way to achieve any part of your goal, would you be willing to help me out? And, of course, this was after I did the first technique that we learned last Thursday on the teleseminar, the prospecting teleseminar. We went through the several different techniques of the core rapport methodology that teach you how to start that initial contact, the rules of the initial contact, the rules of engagement concerning the initial contact, what not to do, what to do. We've already had success testimonials come in from other people who have already increased their results, re-increased their income just since last Thursday by what they learned off of that teleseminar. That's so exciting. But that is, of course, I didn't start the conversation with my customer with what I just told you. I started it with what we taught at the prospecting and closing teleseminar last Thursday. So Having said all that, I followed the core rapport methodology in the initial context of the conversation. The second part of the conversation was, hey, listen, is there any way you could help me out? I'm calling because there's a group of people that are looking at the company and looking at the product because we need some help in the area. This has totally exploded. In fact, there's 100 customers that have just got started in the last 30 days, and I cannot keep up with everything. So we're really looking to hire on some help. This is what I told them. Is there any way that you'd be willing to come and to share your testimony about what the product and the service has done for you? 45 of my customers showed up. That's a pretty incredible ratio of people. Sure, I would love to be there for you. And out of that 45, did $74,000 worth of volume. Hello. In 4 days, the last 4 days of the month, did $74,000 worth of volume, became number one inside of that company, which in fact shattered all their records. They were a, almost 20-year-old company, multi-billion dollars in every major market around the world. If I said their name, you'd all know the name because they are totally world-renowned. They're a household name. So, and at the time, they'd been shut down by the government, and yeah. Anyway, it wasn't a good time to get started with them, but broke all those records. Here's how. So you take that client base, or you take that group of people that you presented the opportunity to already. What you do then from there is this. You call the first one. Let's call the first guy Bob because, you know, there's always a Bob in every group. Okay, so you call Bob. You say, Bob, here's the deal. I'm calling you first. I'm just calling to give you a heads up. And this is, again, after I reestablish the core rapport methodology, after I reestablish the relationship that I started to build, let's say, 3 weeks before when you took a look at the opportunity. That's I first start with that part of the conversation. You never pick up the phone and just go, hey, Bob, here's the deal. Okay, you look like the jerk that just called me recently asking me the same thing about something he gave me that he wants me to read. Or the other jerk last week who called me who wants me to give a bunch of money for nothing. Which who cares about the for nothing part, but manipulating, you know, a large donation out of us with zero relationship. This is not the way to build a business. So first, using what we taught last Thursday in the prospecting teleseminar and what we'll be teaching in Dallas, Texas here in a couple of weeks, taking that rapport, which is very important, the relationship, and then translating to him, Bob, listen, we talked 3 weeks ago, and when we talked, you were telling me that you were very serious about paying off your debt. And, Bob, you were telling me that you did not want to be at that day facing that your kids were ready to go to college and you would not be able to afford to send them where they have worked so diligently and hard to be able to earn, but you would not be able to help them take care of tuition, books, or whatever, and they'd have to wind up going to a community college. So I'm reminding him what he told me as to why he got started, okay? So I remind him of that, and then I say, well, the reason why I'm calling, here's the deal. Have you found what you were looking for? 99.9% of the time he's going to say no, he hasn't. They came, they looked for the first time, they've never gone back out to look again, they forgot about it, whatever, gave the excuse, I need to talk to my spouse, gave the excuse, I need to think about it, I need to review more information, I need to, whatever the stupid lame excuse is that we often let our clients or let our prospects off the hook with because we don't have the skill yet to close them on the first try. That's okay. There's a whole other method called, in fact, can you guys bring me that? There's a whole other method that is called expose, involve, and upgrade. This process is gorgeous for those of you that don't want to close people on the front end right on the spot. You don't feel comfortable doing that. You don't like to push and press people. So here's what it looks like. So through my involvement process, then I say to Bob, have you found what it is that you're looking for? Okay, that's what you say to him. Have you found what you're looking for? He's going to say, no, I haven't. And I say, okay, the only reason why I'm calling you is because I don't want to just overlook you. I don't want you coming back to me later and saying, how come you didn't tell me, Danny? I don't want there to be any water under the bridge. I'm just calling to let you know and to be up front. If you use the information I'm about to give you, great. If you don't, that's totally fine too. We're still gonna go about our lives, and either we're gonna cross paths again or we are not. I just hope and pray you find what it is that you're looking for. So Bob, here's the deal. Right now, I've been interviewing people all month long, and I'm looking for a very unique individual to put at the very top of an organization that we're building for this month. The truth is that there is a lot of people looking right now with the economy and everything that's happening. I mean, the economy is crashing. Fortune 500 companies are crashing. 100-year-old banks are going out of business. As you've seen, the market is volatile right now, which means and makes it for us an absolute perfect and gorgeous time to be doing what it is that we're doing, because people have lost faith in the politics. They have lost faith in the government today. They have lost faith in the economic people and the economic structure. People have put their trust in stocks. They put their trust in real estate. They put their trust in their jobs. They put their trust in IT. And right now, all of those things have been so shaken down that they don't know what to trust in. All they know is this. It's time for them to bootstrap it, and it's time for them to depend upon themselves to be able to put food on the table for the children. So they're looking for an alternative. And here's what's beautiful, is that for the last 50 years, our industry has exploded during a recession every single time. And so right now we have an influx of people coming and looking and coming and looking and getting started, because they're really looking at, I need to be an entrepreneur. I'm tired of depending on somebody else controlling my future. So this is what they've done, which is gorgeous. We have the chance right now to capitalize on the last busiest season of the year. We have the chance to capitalize on the month of September. Even though you have not been here throughout the whole month, here is what you have the chance to do. And again, I don't know if this is going to work for you or not. All I do know is you're the first person I called. I will also be calling, okay, and I'd have their name written down. I'm going to call Sue, and I'm going to call Marcus. I'm going to be calling Sue and Marcus, and let me tell you about who Sue is. Sue, basically, she is a stay-at-home mother who has worked in the corporate world throughout the years until she had her kids. She is bored stiff. All the kids are now in school. In fact, this September, they all started back in school. And she is ready to sink her teeth into something that she could drive and drive hard. She has a bunch of debt that she wants to pay off, and she is ready to go to work. She's diligent, hardworking, has a lot of credibility inside of her community as a mother as well as a corporate businesswoman. Sue is looking right now to get started inside of our company, and I've been in the process of interviewing her over the last couple of weeks. Whoever winds up with Sue in their personal organization is going to be truly blessed. Now, Bob, I am not guaranteeing that Sue is going to be in your organization. What I am telling you is that I am going to be calling Sue next to give her an opportunity, the same exact one that I'm going to be talking to you about as well. Then we also have Marcus. Now, Marcus actually is an engineer. Marcus, a very well-educated man, has a lot of credibility. He is a man of high ethical standards and high integrity. He is somebody that also has been in this community for 25 years, in his job for 20. He obviously has a nice standing of reputation throughout the community in which he lives, about the community that his children live in, where they go to school, all that kind of stuff. He is really looking at beefing up his retirement. He's one of those kind of guys that will follow directions, stay the course, and be diligent every single step of the way. Whoever winds up with someone like Marcus or Sue inside of their business is ridiculously blessed, because whatever kind of business they generate from this day and moving forward winds up paying my project for the month. Now, my project is who I'm interviewing for. Again, I don't know who that person's going to be. All I know is that person is going to be at the very top and benefit from work and effort that I've been doing all month long in all of my interviews that I've conducted from all over the country. Now, Bob, the question I have for you is this. Would you like to have an existing organization for yourself anytime soon? What do you think Bob's going to say? He's going to say yes. I'm going to lead him with a yes question. Yes, I definitely would want to have those kind of people, you know, inside of my organization. If you were to do this, Bob. Again, I'm not saying that you are. But the truth is, I am going to call Sue. I am going to call Marcus, as well as a bunch of other people that I've been interviewing throughout the month. And whoever winds up at the top of this thing is going to generate income for the life of Sue's business, Marcus's business, and anybody else that they bring in. Every one of their customers, every one of the clients that they bring in, their business partners that they bring in, whoever the project is going to get paid not only bonuses but residual income as time goes on, and as the business matures and progresses, an income is going to be generated from not work that you did, but work that I did, as well as what work that these other individuals have done. So here's what I'm looking for. The only way I would feel comfortable putting somebody at the very top of an organization is a couple of different ways. Number one is that individual must start at the very top, at the top package. That top package right now is X amount of dollars. And why would they have to start there? Well, the truth is that whichever way the leader leads, the pack will follow, and we certainly don't want to set somebody up for failure. We want to set them up to succeed, earning the maximum profits. Second is they must register right now for First Steps to Success. Why that? Well, I'm looking to put somebody in that project position. My project, again, is somebody that I'm putting in business, establishing at a very high level of leadership and notoriety immediately. because I want, whatever which way they lead, that group will follow. And so the only way I know that this person, whoever this person is at the top, the only way I know that they really want to succeed at a high level, the only way I know that they want to build themselves into a leadership level that is worthy of other people following, the only way that I'll know if that person is qualified is if they're teachable enough and wise enough to take wise counsel from another individual that has raised up countless people throughout the world to succeed, making $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $20,000, $100,000, $400,000 a month, as many of our clients have started from nothing, have gone all the way up to six figures, hundreds of thousands a year, up to millions. And so the truth is, the only way I have confidence in putting that person at the top is if I know they register for Dallas, Texas right now and start with our top package. So let's say that Bob, okay, again, Bob's not at the top of anything. He's just one of these, okay, hello, piece of paper, little twig, you know, so he said no to me 3 weeks before, he said I'm going to think about it, and he talked to my wife, he said all that stuff, so he's not the big log, okay, he's been marinating in this program right here, Expose, Involve, and Upgrade, he's been marinating in this, okay, I call him back, that's what I say to him, so Bob, I just need to know this, are you in or out? Let's say he's in, okay. Or let's say that he does like what Hans Johnson did. Hans Johnson at the time to get started in that opportunity was $4,000. He didn't have $4,000. He had $3,000. So when I called him and I built a fire with him, I said the same exact thing to him. This is what he said. He goes, he had $3,300. I have $3,300. I don't have the full four. And I said, okay, that's fine. Let me see what I can do. Because here's why. What you can do is you can take smaller amounts, okay? Now, most of you have some. Now, again, this is for some of you. This does not apply to all of you. Just look how it can apply to you. So if I have Bob here, and let's say that Bob, you know, gets in for 500 or 5,000 or whatever that looks like, okay? Let's say I call Sue. I say the same thing to Sue. Sue, how's it going? Again, I reestablish the core rapport, okay? After I'm done reestablishing the core rapport, then I bring it back to, hey, listen, have you found a way to, and I remind her of what I learned in the core rapport, her needs, strengths, goals, and interests, okay? Then, after I'm done with that, I call and I say the same exact thing. Sue, just to let you know, I'm calling to give you a heads up. I do not want to assume that – I don't want to assume anything on either side. The truth is that I don't want you coming back to me later saying, how come you didn't give me a chance? How come you didn't tell me? So here's the deal. I just got off the phone with Bob. And let me tell you a little bit about Bob. So I identify Bob. So I say, now, Sue, what I'm interviewing for right now and what I interviewed you with 2 weeks ago when we met was the project position. A project basically is somebody that is put at the top of an organization that I've been building and developing throughout the whole month. I've been interviewing lots of people, have not yet made my decision as to who that person is going to be. However, this is what it looks like. I say the same thing. I'm looking for somebody to put in that position. I cannot put someone in that position that, A, is not committed to getting trained and rising themselves up to a leadership role, and I cannot put someone in that position that is not at a qualified position to get paid the maximum dollars. My goal here is to build somebody a paycheck. My project will make the most amount of money this month out of all the new people that I've interviewed and months moving forward as long as they are registered and going to Dallas, Texas and committed for me helping them bring people there as well as starting in that top position. Because if you don't start at the top, you're not qualified to make the funds of what I'm going to build this organization to be. So I know right now some of you are thinking, but Danny, what if I can't build it? If you just do this, it builds itself, I promise you. Okay, so pretty soon what winds up happening, and this is what I would say to Sue. Okay, here's the deal, Sue. You got to start here at the top, register for Dallas, Texas. In fact, I'll say this even now. Sue, right now, DannyJohnson.com is running this crazy special only until midnight on September 30th, which is tomorrow night, Tuesday night, September 30th. The first 20 people that register between now and September 30th at midnight, okay, they get a free guest pass. So you can actually offer that as, listen to me, building a fire. You can tell somebody, if you register right now for Dallas, Texas, we're going to put in an extra guest pass for you. You're not the one putting it in. We're the ones putting it in. They don't need to know that you're not putting it in. The truth is, because you're referring the business, you can actually say, hey, if you register now, they're going to give you a free guest pass, and you can bring somebody else into that, or you can sell that guest pass for the full rate of $1,500, which is what it costs to go to First Steps to Success, or you can sell it for $400, $300, $150, whatever it is that you want to sell that guest pass for. That is your prerogative, okay? So with Sue, this is typically what winds up happening. Sue's going to say, okay, well, I have 400, okay? Well, let's say that that's like a lower position inside of your compensation structure, okay? Let's say market says, yeah, I'm in for 500, okay? What winds up happening, and this is very important that you learn how to do, you take this, okay, and maybe you already have an existing organization. I hope you can see all this. Maybe you have an existing client base. Maybe you have an existing organization that might look something like this, okay? And if you do have an existing organization that looks something like this, this is what you can do very simply. You don't go to the top and light the log with the lighter. You start at the bottom, down here, where there's an apparent, again, something, looking for some kind of a spark. You start down here. Let's say this person was the Bob. Or let's say that if somebody's been with you for, you know, a month or two or whatever. You start down there and you say, and you're looking at your reports. Again, this is another aspect to building the fire. So what you do is that you look in it, let's say that you're looking inside of a report. Or let's say this. Let's say that you have your own volume, okay, that you're creating with new people, okay, number one. But let's say that you work in a business where you cannot have lots of people, let's say, first level to you, but that you are that your comp plan is set up to have it drive down deep. If that's the case, then watch. That means you've got this new business that you created, a new application or a couple different people. Now what you do is you have to place this application somewhere in an existing organization. Many of you are giving money away and giving people to other people that are doing nothing. This is not smart business. This is terrible business. But what is smart is this. You call this person down here. Let's say this person is John. Okay? Let's say that now you've got the Bob Sue. You've got that whole little thing happening, that whole little family tree happening. You call John and say, John, here's the deal. You know what? I see here, right here on our reports, that you're about $400 shy of your next promotion. I don't know if you are aware of that, but man, dude, if you go ahead and step it up just another $400, you're going to be at that very next position collecting another 5% on several different generations, plus you go ahead and get that 1% bonus. But here's the deal. I just wanted to let you know that. But here's what I have going on. I just got Bob started, and Bob, man, let me tell you about Bob. Edify Bob. Then you say to John, I have to place Bob somewhere, as well as Sue, as well as Marcus. Now, I don't know exactly where I'm going to place them right now. The truth is, I am also calling Marianne, okay, and that could be someone cross-line, not even related. And I'm also calling Steve, okay? So I'm calling Marianne and I'm calling Steve. You're the first person that I'm calling to give you a shot at. I don't want to assume that you would not want to take advantage of something like this. But if you do, great. If you don't, doesn't change our relationship at all. But you are $400 just shy of being able to hit that next top level of the promotion inside the company. So here's what I got. Bob, Sue, and Marcus, I've got to place him somewhere. I will be calling Marianne and Steve. And the truth is, whoever of the three of you, okay, if you, Bob, step yourself up to your next promotional level, which is $400 shy of, or it could be $4,000 shy. If you do that, and whoever brings me two people by midnight tomorrow night gets Bob, Sue, and Marcus. So again, it's reach your next position. Whoever brings me two people, I mean, if Marianne calls me in 3 hours and brings me two people, then these other people are for her. If Steven calls me tomorrow at 10 o'clock and nobody else did, well, then they're Steven's, okay? So here's how it works. Good luck to you. God bless you. Whatever, okay? Actually, I forgot one thing. The other thing that I put in there is this. I would say to John, I'm also letting them know. I'm letting Marianne and Steven know. In all good consciousness, I cannot take Bob and put him in our organization unless I know and I'm confident that that person is going to lead well by example and that person is going to be teachable and they're going to follow directions. The only way I could know that, the only way that would satisfy me knowing that is if you register for First Steps to Success in Dallas, Texas. It's at the Dallas Sheraton, October 18th and 19th. So the only way I can feel trusted that I'm putting Bob in the hands of somebody that is advancing their skill set, that is continuously learning and sharpening the axe and staying up to date with the current events about how to build right now in the marketplace, sharpening their skill sets on closing, presenting, prospecting, sharpening their marketing skills, sharpening their leadership development skills. The only way I feel comfortable taking somebody like Bob and placing them in somebody's organization is if I know that, A, they're advancing themselves up to their next leadership level. Two, that they're actively working. Three, that they're registered for First Steps to Success in Dallas. So, Bob, are you in or out? What would you say if I called you and said that to you? You'd say, I'm in. Give me Bob. Okay? So then I call Marianne and I say the same exact thing. I edify Bob. I tell her what Bob's going to do. I give the background of Bob and how awesome he is and what he's going to do and what he's already stepping up into. I say the same thing to her. I say, now here's the deal. The only way I can know that I'm putting Bob in a great position is a couple ways. Marianne, you're about $500 shy of your next level. I need to have Bob with somebody that I know is advancing themselves. Whoever, and by the way, I'm calling John. I already called John. I'm getting ready to get on the phone with Stephen and a couple other people because I'm really interviewing to see who is the best fit for Bob. And my qualifications for the best fit is this. One, are they actively advancing themselves? You're $500 shy of that next promotional level. Two, whoever of the three of you advance yourself to the next level and bring me two people before midnight tomorrow night, the close of the month, and that I know is advancing their skill set and their leadership development skills through First Steps of Success, Dallas, Texas, at the Dallas Sheraton, October 18th and 19th. What would you say if I called you? Okay, now watch. This is what happens. Watch carefully. So here it is. I have, in this, and I have had this happen dozens of times. This is how I built my whole business. The clients that I've shared this with, I had a gal take one application, one Bob, okay, that wasn't even someone that's going to tear anything up. Took one application to a dead part of an organization. I don't recommend that you do that, but took looking for a spark, turned one application into 21 applications in an hour and a half. No exaggeration. An hour and a half, one application into 21 applications. There are stories right now that are watching. You're actually chatting with people right now that have done the same exact thing. In fact, go ahead and ask. You can ask. There's people that have used this technique. I've got a 23-year-old girl out of Arizona who used this, who went from nothing, floundering, not bringing anybody in, to 18 people in 1 month. Hello? Practicing, screwing it up, pretending like she knows what she's doing. All I know is the technique works. Took this, met one kid, 20-year-old construction worker, met him April 3rd. By April 30th, we did $62,000 worth of volume. We brought in 60 people into his business. He made $20,000 his very first month. Took a 24-year-old single mother who was a stockbroker's assistant. She worked very part-time. We brought in 15 people to First Steps to Success. Chad brought in 12 people to First Steps to Success. Using this technique, again, I was out of it by the end of the month. They already knew what they were doing because the technique works. $82,000 worth of sales volume. $82,000. She made $12,000 her first month. Why? The bonus structure. You know, that the month she got started, they didn't have the big $10,000 bonus for being number one. The month Chad got started, there was a $10,000 bonus. So you then take this. Now watch. Here's what happens. This is how you create 21 applications out of thin air. Mary's going to wind up bringing you something, okay? Whether she brings you one or she brings you two, John's going to wind up bringing you something. Let's say Stephen doesn't bring you anything. But now what you have is more kindling. Now you have, let's say, three extra applications that you didn't have before. You have these people now bringing in some applications that you didn't have before. Watch what happens. What do you say to these people? So you say the same exact thing. Now you have Kinley under Marilyn, okay? You have Kinley under Marilyn. Hello? Paper, light, match. So we build the log. So what you have is then you're building it all the way up. You go from Maryland, you go to this person, say, hey, listen, here's the deal. I've got a couple people. I need to know. I'm going to make sure that I put them in the right position. I need to make sure that these brand new people that are hungry and ready, that are desperate to put food on the table, that they're going to be working with the right kind of leadership. The way I'll know whether or not the right leadership is this. One, that someone is advancing themselves to their pen. Hello. Todd, you are $200 away from hitting your next level. Two, that I know that somebody is actively working their business and bringing people in. If you bring me one person by noon tomorrow, I'm going to put one person in your organization. Number three, that person is also advancing themselves in their leadership development. There's someone that's advancing their skill set, someone that's advancing their prospecting, their presentation, their closing. They're advancing their skill set so that they're the kind of leader that these people need to be following. Okay, great. So now what do you have? This guy's going to do $200 to advance himself. She just did $500 to advance herself. He fixed in the $400 to advance himself. You just keep going up the line. Okay? So let's say this person has $1,100. Let's say that he's now $900 from a double promotion. If I called you and I say, man, there's so much activity going on in your organization. We just had 10 people added to your group. You are now $900 away from a double promotion. You're $100 away from a single promotion. If you get a double promotion, you're going to get that fifth level, which now exists in your business. Dude, are you in or out? You don't let this promotion pass you by, or are you going to step up? Boom, $900. Okay? Going over here, you're telling this guy over here the stories about what's taking place over here. Okay? You've got this Kinley down here with Marilyn. You take these people, you build it in the same exact way. You're saying the same exact pitch. That, hey, you don't have to put these people first level to Marilyn. No way. And you tell Marilyn, let me build this. You and I are going to work together. You carry 50 bricks. I'll carry mine. So, Marilyn, here's the deal. So then I, what do I do? Between these two brand new applications, what do I say to them? The same exact thing. Hey, give me a name. Jordan. So, hey, Jordan, here's the deal. I know you're fresh, you're new, we're excited to have you. We want to get you started on a fast track right away so that you're able to capitalize off some work that's actually been done throughout the month, some interviews that we've been doing. Even though you haven't been here, you just now get started, we want to be able to put you in a position that is going to make you money immediately and to advance you quickly and to promote you quickly so that you can hit the goals. And again, that's after you did the core rapport methodology that we're teaching at the teleseminar coming up. Actually, yes, next Wednesday is the second part of that teleseminar. Take a deep breath and maybe a drink of water. But don't go pee with me on the phone with you. Okay, this is dirty. It's just dirty. Okay, so here's the deal. So I go to Jordan. I say, Jordan, here's the deal. This thing is building like crazy. I have more people that we need to put inside of other people's organizations. Dude, if you decide to step up right now into that top package, I will go ahead and I'll plant one person in your organization. Let me tell you who the one person is.
Duh.
So I call the other person. I say the same thing. Listen, if you can put one person in front of me, okay, again, you can build this from bringing people to meetings all the way to closing down business. Guys, we have 2 days less in the month, okay? So it just keeps going up. Here's 900, okay? You go up to this guy up here, same thing. You start down here, and this guy's dead leg. He hasn't done anything. There's just a few customers, a little bit of volume going on. So here's the deal. Start at the bottom, bam. You got 200. You got 500. You got 1,000. This guy now is, you know, $800 from his next promotion, okay? From a double promotion. All of this is volume that was going to be nothing until you made a simple phone call. Number one, making a mess. Number two, pretend like you know what you're doing. Can you do that? Yes, you can. Number three, don't think that you need all the facts first before you do it. I want you to get off the phone with me, and you're going to go create this. When we're all done here, you're just going to get off the phone, and you're going to act like you know what you're doing. I know. I just know it. Come on. I was 20 when I first heard about this. Couldn't ask any questions. Ha ha, neither can you. I didn't have a way of finding out the information. We didn't even have the internet. Here's the truth. This is being recorded. This will stay on the channel in which that you're watching it right now, okay? So will you be able to watch again? I don't know, maybe. You'll definitely be able to hear it again on our website. If you go to DannyJohnson.com, this is recorded. It will be posted on the website inside of 24 hours. It'll be in the Success Vault, where there is over 100 other calls that you could be listening to help you to succeed. I don't want you to do that right now. I do want you to go to DannyJohnson.com and become a free member with us. Take advantage of the 100 hours of free archived calls, just like this one, to help you advance your business for free, okay? Then the next thing I want you to do is I want you to get off the phone and then do this. Just go make this happen. Go make it happen. Go make it happen. Go ahead and make it happen. Before I end this call, here's what I want you to know. September 30th is coming up tomorrow. It's going to come and it's going to go. And those people that are listening right now that are fully ready to build success for other people, we want to help you do that. We want to help you do that. We don't have to do this, okay? We don't have to give this to you. We don't have to do all of this free stuff. But to show you and for you to know, the proof is on the website. You find all the testimonials. You're going to hear some testimonials here in a minute. What? We do that because of the model of create success for other people. We want to give you a helping hand to help somebody else. So here's how it works. All the way till midnight, okay, we have till midnight tomorrow night, go register for First Steps to Success. It's a $1,500 seminar. It's worth every penny. You've heard the stories. You've heard the stories. Come on, people paying off ridiculous amounts of debt, people going from, like Stephen, as you heard last Monday with Hans, he did an amazing call with you. Going from, you know, coming out of his first steps, making $2,500 in his job. Wow. Okay. $8,000 his first month coming out of First Steps. Then, hello, just build a seven-figure business. Okay. Just opened his retail store, has done $1 million. Give me a break. I mean, give me a thing. He's 25 years old. Okay. So, we want to help you do that. We want to help you use this technique with building a fire, and what do you have? You have a free seat for First Steps to Success. So this is what you say. You don't call it a free seat. So here's the deal. If you step up right now into the package, we have a $1,500 seat into First Steps to Success. We'll go ahead and give that to you if you step up right now into your top package, okay? So that's one way. Or you can tell your people, listen, if you go bring one and get them registered for First Steps to Success, I'm going to give you a guest pass, $1,500 seat that we're going to give you. Okay, now listen. Also running until tomorrow night, I think. If you are a graduate of First Step Success, because you know there's so many of you keep coming back, and we always hear the amazing stories of people coming back, $197. So it's from $1,500 down to $197. If this is your first time going to Dallas, okay, first time going to First Steps, it is $297 for a single registration. $297. Go to the website now. You can go to firststepstosuccess.com. If you want to take advantage of the free guest pass, the $1,500 seat, absolutely free to help you build some momentum in what it is that you're doing, go there now. Here's something else. It's going to freak some of you out. I've been talking about a little bit about the fact about our core rapport methodology, about how to start building the relationships. And some of you think you already know how to do that so well you don't need help. Go ahead and stay there. You know based on the results whether or not you know what you're doing. So if you want to look at your results and your results say, you know, I could use some help in the area of building relationships, having people want to promote what I have, getting referrals, bringing someone to a yes, quicker, with less effort, with less work, without confrontation, without pushing, without prying, without begging, without convincing, without groveling, then there is a group of us getting together via live the web as well as a private conference this coming Wednesday night, October 1st. Now, I know that not most of you, but there's a lot of you that missed it. You were not in on that first teleseminar. So sorry, too bad, so sad. It's terrible when we miss out on something. It just sucks because we've already had testimonials. We're going to be taking place again Wednesday, October 1st, 5 p.m. Pacific to 7 p.m. or longer, 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time, Wednesday, October 1st. It's only $97. Is that the price of that thing? I don't see it on here. $97, I believe. Go to workathomeprofitzone.com/PCT. Now, here's the deal. If you are already registered, we're going to meet on the phone coming this Wednesday. But if you missed it and you want to take advantage of some mercy and some grace, go right now, register for it, and here's what you'll get. One class is worth the $97. Give me a break. It's 2 to 3 hours long. Focuses on closing and a little bit more on prospecting. Okay, but watch. If you register now, even though you missed last Thursday, you will get the video and the MP3 for free. So we will go ahead and send you a link where it is passcode protected for you and you only, but if you register right now, you can get in on the Wednesday class live, the live broadcast via the web, as well as a private conference call, and for $97, you're going to get the copy of the audio for free, and you'll be able to watch the video online. So you have access to the training, both video and audio, for $97, whatever. That's what's there. So I'm excited to see the stories that we're coming out with. And when we started coming back in the fall season, this is what I said to you. I said this. I said I am committed to developing some brand new stories. We've already done it, and I'm not done. We said that we are on a mission. For the rest of this year, we're going to develop some crazy stories. This is why we're offering the teleseminar. Hello, $97. Even if you screwed up and you regret it, take advantage of some mercy and grace. Go to the website, get registered, and we're going to give you the classes that you missed, and you'll be there live with us. Okay, another thing to prove that we're carrying our half. You carry your 50 bricks. We're going to carry ours. We're going to help you build your business. Truth is, what I just showed you tonight via the web, we don't have to do this. We could be doing calls still just on the phone where you could be confused going, I don't understand. I'm a visual learner. Here you go. And you can watch it again and again. But better than that, we're giving you a tool that you can build a fire with, and those are the seats, free seats right now, free seats. Listen, we don't need help filling a seminar. We fill seminars, have filled seminars for years. We have no problem doing this. We're blessed, blessed beyond blessed. We've had thousands and thousands of people come through First Steps to Success this year alone. Tens of thousands of people come through First Steps to Success through the years past. This happens with no advertising, all word of mouth, and without giving away a free seat. We're going to give that to you so that you can use this. Why? I'm going to help you build some success stories. I want to help you, all of us, here at DannyJohnson.com. We're going to help you build paychecks for other people. We're going to help you build success stories for other people. We're committed to that. Are you? I hope and pray you're as committed as we are to your success. So other than that, JP, the call is all back to you. Thanks so much for your attention tonight. God bless you guys. Go to work. Make this thing happen. Go get yourself registered. Get your free pass. If you're in the prospecting and closing class, I'll talk to you Wednesday live via the web just like this. Talk to you soon. Bye.